Hey, everybody. This is David Pilch, campus pastor at Adult and Teen Challenge Center in Syracuse, your pastor for the day. As a young boy growing up in the city of Syracuse and living about a mile from Mackay's Road, where Mars Hill Radio is located, I would walk to a library with my brothers and sisters a few times every summer. You see, my stay-at-home mom, who a few weeks ago celebrated her 95th birthday, had a rule, and the rule was the same every summer. Before you could go outside and ride your bike or play with your friends, you had to read for 1 hour. So I grew up reading a lot, and it is still something I enjoy doing to this day. One of the books that our staff at our different New York Adult and Teen Challenge Centers, we have centers in Buffalo, Rochester, Syracuse, Albany, and Long Island, we're all reading and discussing a book written by Pastor Paul David Tripp entitled Lead, 12 Gospel Principles for Leadership in the Church. The first principle he writes about is a warning about an unhealthy focus on achievement in ministry, like building bigger buildings and reaching more people, or creating more programs, which may not in and of itself be wrong, but as someone once said, be careful. You can get so busy in the work of the Lord that you will neglect or forget the Lord of the work. In Luke chapter 12, verse 16, Jesus tells a parable, and I'm reading from a new translation called The Voice. A wealthy man owned some land that produced a huge harvest. He often thought to himself, I have a problem here. I don't have anywhere to store all my crops. What should I do? I know. I'll tear down my small barns and build even bigger ones, and then I'll have plenty of storage space for my grain and all my other goods. Then I'll be able to say to myself, I have it made. I can relax and take it easy for years. So I'll just sit back, eat, drink, and have a good time. Then God interrupted the man's conversation with himself. Excuse me, Mr. Brilliant, but your time has come. Tonight you will die. Now who will enjoy everything you've earned and saved? This is how it will be for people who accumulate huge assets for themselves but have no assets in relation to God. So the rich man was foolish because he tried to preserve and multiply his wealth by keeping it all for himself. How can we be rich toward God? Well, my suggestion, give to the church, support missions and missionaries, and contribute to Christian radio. Spend time with Jesus and God's word every day. The late singer B.J. Thomas, best known for singing about raindrops falling on his head, also sang another song after committing his life to Christ. It goes like this. Using things and loving people, that's the way it's got to be. Using things and loving people, look around and you can see that loving things and using people only leads to misery. Using things and loving people, that's the way it's got to be. So let's focus our thoughts and time today on being rich toward God. Let's pray. Father, show us how to love you with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbors and not things, even as we love ourselves. Thank you for extending to us the grace we need through Jesus, our Savior and Shepherd. This is David Pilch, campus pastor at Adult and Teen Challenge Center in Syracuse, your pastor for the day.